you come down here? It is time for school. You know, I'm really worried about these video games Philip is playing.
Oh, Lumpkin, it's okay. You were just the same way at his age.
I was not.
You were. Just like him.
We didn't even have video games.
Oh, well, what is that? These video games.
Hey, Mom. We gotta go to school. Sorry.
Wait, don't forget your lunch.
Ow.
Hey, Caramba.
My
Philip,
nose.
Are you okay?
Mom.
Ay, mi amor. Lo siento. Is it bleeding?
No, I could just barely talk, though.
It is okay, then. You go to school now. It is not like you're going to talk like this forever.
Sure thing, Mom.
Phil, your lunch! Phil! Ay, ay, ay.
All right, class. This is a two-part exam, so be prepared with a Scantron and an extra sheet of paper. And remember, that's this Friday, and it's a third of your grade, so don't skip. Oh, Phil, hey, could I speak with you for a second before you leave?
Yeah, sure. What's up, Mr. Slater?
I wanted to talk to you about your latest research paper. The one about William J. Donovan.
Is there something wrong with it?
No, Phil. In fact, it's fantastic. You followed the assignment perfectly. You did your research. You did exactly what you were asked, and I must say, you did so quite magnificently. In fact, you will most likely be getting an A for the report. You've maintained a solid 4.0 GPA this entire year, and you're one of the most academically astute pupils I have ever encountered.
Oh. Okay.
Phil, let me ask you something. Who's your best friend in this class?
I don't understand what you're getting at.
Who in this class would you say you hang out with the most?
I don't know. I guess all of them kind of the same.
All of them the same? Okay. Do you think you could tell me one of your classmates' names?
I'm sorry, Mr. Slater. I don't think I understand what you're trying to get at here.
Do you know the name of anyone besides myself and your other teachers at this school?
Well, I'm sure I do. John, I guess. We talk sometimes. I don't know. Does that count towards my grade?
Phil, I'm not worried about your academics. You're the most intelligent person in my class. Maybe even the smartest young person to ever come through this school. There's no doubt in my mind you will graduate this spring and will be honored for your academic achievements. What concerns me is your social life. Your connections with people.
Mr. Slater, I'm fine. I talk to people.
You talk? But have you connected with anyone? Have you become true friends with someone?
I don't really know what that means, sir. I guess I'm just not the kind of person who makes friends very easily.
Let me ask you, do you remember studying about Donovan's military history?
Well, yeah, of course. During World War I, Major Donovan organized and led the 1st Battalion of the 165th Regiment of the 42nd Division. And he also worked as an informant to President Roosevelt in the years leading up to World War II.
And I'm sure you remembered he received the Medal of Honor, as well as two Purple Hearts.
Well, yes, sir, I remember.
Tell me what those medals are for.
Well, the Medal of Honor is awarded for personal acts of valor above and beyond the call of duty, and the Purple Heart is given to those who have been wounded or killed in service to their country.
These are both very prestigious awards that are given, wouldn't you say?
Of course, though I wouldn't want to get my legs blown off just to get one.
Yes, well, I would imagine nobody wants to get hurt. And I'm pretty sure William J. Donovan wasn't thinking about a little piece of metal when he risked his life to organize those troops. When he was shot in the leg and refused to be evacuated until the rest of his unit reached safety, he did it because, at least in his mind, the risk of deep personal sacrifice was overshadowed by what he believed in. Because there was something or someone he cared about so deeply, he was willing to look beyond himself in order to protect it.
So, do you need me to change my paper to include that?
Phil, no. This has more to do with life than your grade. If you leave this school and this time of your life having only learned about books and computers, then I, as a teacher, have not done my job. Despite what your SAT prep classes taught you, there's more to life than being successful academically.
Are you trying to recruit me into the military, sir?
No. I'm just asking you to think. Donovan had something he believed in, something he stood for and cared about. Do you? Whether you stand for or care about those particular things is irrelevant. I would like to encourage you to think about what's truly important to you. Look for those things that are worth fighting for and stand by them. Just try to keep those thoughts in your mind as you go through life.
Yeah, he just wanted to talk to me about some kind of like life lesson or some junk like that.
Dude, my older brother got some lecture like that from him his senior year. Crazy old kook. You know, he just hates his life, so he's trying to make up for all his mistakes by investing in our lives. Pretty dumb, right?
I don't know. I mean, I guess he made a good point.
Dude, you know there is nothing you can learn from teachers about real life.
Yeah, real life.
And speaking of which, are you ready for real life, bruh? I'm about to kick your tail in Final Fabrication. You signing on?
Yeah, I'm at the main menu. Hey, what's this dragon in the corner?
Of your room?
No, of the main menu.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is Final Fabrication. There aren't dragons, dude.
What in the world?
Welcome.
Dude, if you're not signing on, I'll call Eddie. Phil? Yo, what gives, man?
Hey, I think I'd better go.
Whatever, man.
What is this game?
Would you like to build a character?
Wow, the gameplay's pretty sleek. Yeah, let's build a character.
And so, as you go forth into the world, know that high school is the most important thing that ever happened to you so far. And spending thousands of dollars on an education in college is the most important thing you can do immediately following. Congratulations to the class of 2008.
All right, it's finally over.
Excuse me. Yo, Phil, hey. How you been, man?
I'm fine. I gotta get going. I can't talk right now.
Yeah, apparently. Hey, a bunch of us are going down to Murphy's Diner for some sodas. Why don't you come with?
Nah, I gotta get home, man. Sorry.
What? Dude, what's your deal lately? You haven't been online at all. I barely see you at school. What gives, man?
Nothing. I've just been pretty busy.
You? Too busy for gaming? I know you ain't being busy with no schoolwork. It takes you like 10 seconds to do all your homework. What, you got a girl or something?
It's nothing.
It's something. I know it is.
All right, fine. Look, don't tell anybody. But remember a few weeks ago when we were on the phone and I mentioned that dragon in the main menu of Final Fabrication?
You mean the moment when you went AWOL and started acting all freaky? Yeah, I remember.
Well, it turned out to be a link to the craziest game ever. It's called Agency Defender and it's totally amazing.
Phil, you've gone nutso. You're full of baloney, Filoni. Agency Defender? There's no such game. Believe me, I know. I know about games before the game makers know about the games.
I'm serious. It's super intense. It's the smoothest gameplay I've ever seen. You're a secret agent, and you strategize against terrorist organizations and evil corporations, and you learn fighting techniques. It's crazy.
Well, let me come by and see it then. Sounds intense.
Well, look, I think it's like a leaked demo or something, because I had to fill out a crazy amount of license agreement stuff, and I mean, I didn't read it or anything, but it was like 150 pages. Basically, I'm not supposed to be talking about it, so I don't think I should show you.
Look, Phil, I'm not going to be telling anybody about the game because you're off your rocker. A secret game you can't tell anyone about, but it's taking up all your time? If you don't want to hang out, it's cool. If this is how you deal with it, then whatever. I'll see you around, Phil.
Yeah, see you, John. Man, maybe I am going crazy. I better get home. Alright, Agency Defender, time for my next mission. Hey, what's going on? It's not working. Come on! What? Hello? Who's there? Bob? Is that you?
We see you've been enjoying the game.
Who are you? How did you get into my room?
My name's Bernard. I work for the manufacturer of Agency Defender.
Look, man, I didn't steal the game, I swear. It just popped up on my computer and I started playing it. I filled all the stuff out, okay? It's legit.
Kid, chill out. That's not why I'm here.
Then what in the world are you doing in my room?
I'm here because you are quite good at that game. In fact, you're the best we've ever seen. And I wanted to find out if you'd like to play the game for real.
What? You mean like in a tournament or something?
Something like that. What do you say?
I guess so. What do I have to do?
Meet me at this address tomorrow morning at 7. I'll explain the whole thing.
Could we make it at 8? I don't usually get up that early.
7 o'clock, Phil.
Okay, fine.
The concept of using video games as a method for recruitment has been around since the 80s. It was developed by one of our agents, Sylvester Rochelle. He went missing back in the 90s and hasn't been heard from since. But his recruitment program has continued.
So, you guys are just like that game, but in real life?
No. The game's just like us. We do our job. The game department tries to mimic us, but I don't know much about that. I'm too busy doing the real thing. All I know is they sent me to recruit you, because your scores are off the charts. You have fantastic strategy and comprehension of situations. Plus, you aced your SATs, which is also an agency institution.
Really?
Yeah. It's been a cover for a recruitment test for years.
Wow, that's amazing. No wonder it seems so pointless to everyday life.
Exactly. But it's skills we use every day in the field. So, if you're interested, we'll put you through 3 months of intense training, get you ready for the physical and emotional aspect of the job. It takes more than brains to survive in this line of work. Think that's something you like to do?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. You'll tell your family and friends you're going to an out-of-state college. All that information is in this package.
What friends?
Once you go through your 3 months, you'll be assigned a senior agent as a partner. You commit for 1 year, working under that partner, investigating leads, taking down bad guys, and after that, you're either kept on your case or assigned to a new one. It's up to you how fast you get promoted after that. Hard work and dedication are the deciding factors.
Sounds awesome.
It's not for everyone, kid. But if you like this kind of thing, there's no better place to work.